The name of your business is Berkeley in the Garden. Did that name have a special meaning to you?
Yeah, and I went to a class that was called the Dell Advantage, and basically in that class they taught you not to be a whatever distributor, because there's a lot of other, you know, whatever distributors out there, whatever company you're in, but you need to create a brand or an image for your own business. And I really took that to heart, and I felt like, you know, that was me. I wanted to create my own image and my own brand for my business. So when I was working on coming up with my image or my brand, I thought to myself, okay, well, what is it? What's me? What name would say something about me? And I actually teach a class on this, you know, how to create your own brand and how to create your own image. And I came up with Barefoot in the Garden, basically because, you know, I'm sitting here barefoot now, and when I'm not online, I am outside in the garden. So it really does kind of fit my lifestyle, and it says something about me. And that's how I came up with a Barefoot in the Garden. Now, I don't use in the garden a lot. Of course, I use it on my logo and stuff, but the reason I don't is because I didn't want people to think that I was marketing gardening supplies. So I use Barefoot Mentor, Barefoot Marketing System, Barefoot Success, you know, a lot of things with Barefoot, but I've kind of trademarked the Barefoot name, you know, so it goes hand in hand with my name. That's kind of how I came up with my name, and like I said, I teach classes on how to help people come up with a branding name, and I go through a series. I think there's about 6 or 8 questions that I have them ask themselves, and we do a little worksheet, and basically, they work on that worksheet and then come back the next week, you know, and then we go through what names might work good and what names might stand out. I don't know if you've ever seen the book, The Purple Cow. It was written by Seth Godin, and in that book, he talks about remarkable marketing, and he talks about it's the art of building things worth noticing right into your product or service, not just adding it as a last-minute add-on, but actually building it in. And I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to be on the net is invisible. And when you can put an image that stands out, you know, I've had people come into my business just because of my name and my URL. You know, I have URLs, Barefoot Success, Barefoot in the Garden, Barefoot Mentor. And I've had people say, hey, the reason I joined with you is because of that business name. Something about it caught my eye. And that's what we want to be out here on the internet. We want people to catch, we want to catch their eye. I call it attraction marketing. Long answer for a short question, but that's how I came up with it.
That sounds great. I also like your tagline, mom with 2 kids, a husband, a farm full of animals, and chasing them until I'm 90. That's pretty good. You a stay-at-home mom with a successful home-based business. What gave you the courage to lead a corporate world? A lot of times, people want to lead a corporate world, but they never had the courage to just take that first step. So I was curious, what gave you the courage to overcome the fear to just take the first step and start your own business?
Well, actually, in my family, we started out, my husband and I actually had a business way back when we very first got married. And we actually had a farm out here, and we raised racing greyhounds. So we were in business from the very first time when we were married. And I think that I kind of got the fever then when we started out in that business. And of course, so that business is one of those really ups and downs, and it had a lot of ins and outs, and about drove my husband crazy. And he decided, hey, I don't want to do that anymore, you know. And I kind of hung on to the Greyhound business, you know, with his help for quite a few years while he went and started working. But, you know, it was that idea to be able to stay home and work at home that I love. I have never been one to just go out and work an 8-to-5 job. Before I was married and stuff, I worked in cosmetology, and I continue to work part-time in cosmetology. But even in that business, it was a commission type thing. You know, you did a certain amount of work, you got paid for it. You know, if you weren't busy, you didn't have customers, you didn't get paid. So I guess I never really was in the corporate world until I started working for the nonprofits, and that was my first time of actually going into the corporate world. It didn't take me very long in the corporate world to know that I didn't want to do that. I basically was living in motels and airports and in D.C. more than I was at home. And that wasn't my picture of a good life at all. We had a grant from the Department of Labor, and we had gotten downsized. So when we downsized, I knew that there was no way I was going to go back and go into stay in that corporate world and keep flying all over and not be at home. So that was kind of my goal and my desire. And, you know, the way I look at it, if you really, really want something, you can get it. And that's the thing that I think a lot of times, you know, the statistics in home business aren't very high, aren't very good. It's like 98% people fail. But I really think the reason they fail is because they don't want it bad enough. Their why isn't strong enough, you know, because if they really, really want it, they will find a way to make it work. They will find the mentor or success coach that will help them through those bad times, you know, to make their business work. And I think that's really the key. You know, they've got to find somebody that, you know, they've got to decide that they really want it. And if they really want it, they will find a way to make it work.
I agree with you. I do have another question for you. Most business owners lead the corporate world in search of freedom, but they find out they're working 60 hours instead of 40 hours. But you seem to have bucked that trend. What do having freedom at home mean to you by having a home-based business?
So basically what you're saying, you know, if I'm hearing this right, yeah, in the corporate world you work 68 hours a week, and yes, and I did that. And I'm not saying, you know, that I don't work a lot of hours in my home business, because I do, but it's a lot different when you're working from home, because basically you can come to work whenever you want. You have to have a desire, you know, and you have to have the desire to come to work and get something done, because if you don't, you know, you aren't going to make it. But I do put in a lot of hours, but it's not, I don't have the airport rides and I don't have the commutes and stuff. My commute is to my computer. And actually, now that I've got my laptop, and a lot of times I'll be doing my training sessions, I'll be sitting out in the garden. So, you know, it's a different, it's the atmosphere that I have around me that makes it so you really aren't working, but you're still putting in the hours. And if anybody thinks they can come into a home business and work less hours than they worked in the corporate world, you know, they're crazy. Now, I'm not saying down the road, you know, your residual income. Like my primary business, I came online and I built a large customer base. I don't spend a lot of time in that primary business anymore, just because I've got the customer base and I've got my system set up. But I truly believe you need to have multiple streams of income. So basically what I'm working on is those other streams of income, because I would much rather have 10 eggs and have them in 10 different baskets than have all my eggs in one basket. And so that's what I teach, and I teach other people to do that too, you know, not to have all their eggs in one basket. Not that they need to have 10 different, you know, streams of income, but I truly believe they need to have 4 or 5 different streams of income, because if something happens to that one, you aren't ruined. And you need to prepare. That's just, to me, that's just good business sense, to have multiple streams of income.
You are also a Shakely independent distributor, correct?
Actually, Bobby, that's my primary business. You might not ever know that, I mean, by looking at the stuff that I do out there on the internet. But, yeah, that is my primary business, and that's my bread and butter money income. That's the income I know is going to come in month after month, whether I work it or not, because I've built that customer base and I'm building that residual income. So that is my primary business.
Do you mind me asking, what made you choose them over all the other MLM opportunities?
For Shakely, basically, they have a history. They've been in business 50 years. They're currently in 6 countries. They're expanding to 50 within the next 10 years. So there's a lot of room for growth, and I know that it's going to be around in 50 years. There's, you know, and that's probably one thing as a business trainer and coach, you know, that I see, you know, people get into companies and they're brand new out and they have lots of sizzle, you know, and everybody just wants to flock into that company. But then 3 or 4 months down the road, the company's not there anymore, and all that work they've done has gone in vain. So I know with Shakely, you know, I know it's going to be here tomorrow, and it's going to be here. And they actually have a program where you can pass the business down to your family. So to me, that really makes sense. Plus, actually, when I first got into Shakely, I didn't get into it because of the business. I came into it through the products. I was actually about 82 pounds, and I was constantly sick. I had been in cosmetology, and I'd been doing cosmetology for 17 years. The doctor said, hey, you need to get out of this. The chemicals I was around all the time had gotten into my body, and I was having allergic reactions to them. And he said, you know what, you need to get out of your profession or you aren't going to be around very long. That kind of was a shock to me. And I knew, I was doing this antibiotic crap every 6 weeks. Well, I'd moved away from cosmetology and had gotten into the nonprofit world when I contacted actually a Shakely distributor about another health problem for my husband. And she said, well, you know, you ought to try this too. It might, you know, it might be good for you. And so I thought, okay, you know, she goes, money back guarantee. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll try these stuff. And basically, these are basic foundation products. I'd been doing the antibiotic route, like I said, every 6 weeks, and I knew I was on a downhill spiral, but I didn't really know what to do about it. And it was about 3 weeks after I started taking the essential foundations. This is basically, it's energizing soy protein and the basic vitamin supplements, that I was able to get off that antibiotic route. It, basically, what it did, it built my immune system up. Is what I did. I didn't know that at the time. I just knew that I felt better, and I didn't want to keep taking them, and I didn't want to send the products back. Because I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll get my money back if it doesn't work. That was my attitude. But that was over 11 years ago. Knock on wood, I haven't done any antibiotics since then. And I'm not saying that I don't struggle with allergies, because once in a while, you know, if I'll get down like the laundry detergent aisle or something in the grocery store, you know, I'll get that headache. But nothing like it used to be. I mean, it used to be I would come out sick. And I would go home and I'd have to do the antibiotics. And it's not like I don't get sick sometimes. I just know what to take to get over being sick. And like I said, it's because of the education I've had with Shaklee with their products that I know how to help my body recover. So, you know, Shaklee kind of goes really, really deep, you know, into my heart. And if something happened at the business and I wasn't making any money, something completely just, the business completely got wiped out or something, I would still take the products because they've helped me so much. And that's the thing that I realized when I came online, you know, you've got to have a product that will sell whether there's an income opportunity attached with it or not. And Shaklee is one of those products. They wouldn't be in business for 50 years if they didn't have a product that would sell, you know, like it does. And like I said, there's a lot of people that take Shaklee products. They aren't even interested in the business. But, of course, there is an opportunity attached with it that's very good, too.
That's a great testimonial. And I sure hope you're feeling a lot better these days.
You know what? I would hate to think what my life would be like if Shaklee didn't come into my life, you know, because I'm normally, I think I probably weigh about 115 pounds, so you know what I looked like when I was 82 pounds. You know, I'm not a big person anyway. I'm only about 5'4", but I definitely was not a healthy 5'4". You know what I'm saying? I was thin, and you know, to walk around with sinus infections and stuff all the time, you know, it's just not a way to be healthy. And like I said, I thank Shaklee for that. And, you know, I mean, I could go on and tell stories and stories. My son, you know, also has lots of allergies. I can remember taking him in. We did the allergy testing on him, and he was going to get shots, you know, and I can remember taking him into the doctor to get his allergy shots. And they would make him stay in the doctor's office because his whole arm would swell up. You know, and the day that he had a reaction and they were saying, you know, if that swelling doesn't go down very soon, we're going to have to take you over the emergency room. I just put my foot down and said, forget this. We are not doing this anymore. And that was, you know, I was just getting started and Shaklee was starting to see results. He was in middle school at the time. And I tell you what, to get a middle schooler to take vitamins who's never taken vitamins, that was not an easy fact. It was really tough. But I tell you what, it's amazing what it did for his health. I mean, no more allergy shots. And now, like I said, it's not like he doesn't struggle with these allergies from time to time, but a real testament to these products is as soon as he graduated from high school, he decided on his own accord to go into the military. And when he went through basic training, basically they completely stripped him of everything. They can't take any supplements. He went for 6 weeks without his supplements. By the time he got out of the basic, he could not pass his exam. He was going, it was something, I can still remember. He was supposed to be jumping out of airplanes. It was like a flight rescue type thing. That's what he was supposed to be doing. That's what he went into the military for. And, of course, he passed all of his physicals going in with flying colors. But after 6 weeks of not taking the supplements, he couldn't even pass it. He was having a lot of troubles with his sinuses and allergies and stuff, and it wasn't there again. As soon as he got out of basic, you know, we could get him back on the supplements again. But when you see things like that happen, you know, in your life, and you think about how many other people out there have allergies and have struggles, you know, and they just don't know that, hey, they can build their own immune system and they can do a few things and be a lot healthier. That's the true testament.
That sounds great. Obviously, you have achieved so much success, but is your success duplicatable? I mean, can you teach other mothers and fathers the same techniques that you use to achieve similar results?
You know, I think the duplicatable thing sometimes is kind of overrated because that's what everybody in industry talks about. Oh, this is so duplicatable, anybody can do it. But you know what? I think everybody has to go in and they have to find their own little niche. I really do. I would love to say that everybody's like me and everybody's going to want to come in and do trainings and that's going to be their passion. But that's not. Not everybody, you know, has the speaking skills, has the communication skills, has the writing skills that I have. You know, they have different skills, and I think everybody has to find their own little niche. For instance, you know, Matt, my son, his niche is basically, you know, more into the fitness line because he's into weightlifting and he's into to all of that. And so that's kind of his forte out there on the net. He hasn't done a web conference. He hasn't done any presentations or anything. That's not his thing. He would much rather do the research and go out and write a blog or go, you know, do that type of thing. And that works for him too. But they're similar, but they're different. And as far as being exactly duplicatable, what I try to do is find the person's talents and bring out their talents in order to build the business. And basically the way I look at it with Shackley, you know, that's a vehicle for getting us what we need. For instance, Matt put a testimonial on our Shackley Distributors Online blog. It's a team blog that everybody can post on. And in that testimonial, he talks about how he went in 2 months from he was working a job basically just servicing mowers, and it was like a $7 an hour job. And then he decided he really wanted to focus more on Shackley and building his business, so he came online and he started putting some of his education to work for him, you know, because he's in kinesiology and in the fitness and health and stuff. And his hourly rate, which you can't really call it an hourly rate online, you aren't really, you know, in your own business, you aren't really working by hours, but his hourly rate went from $7 an hour working that other job into his own business to $45 an hour. And it's just because basically he found his niche, he found what he was good at, you know, and it worked for him. So, you know, as far as anything that's really duplicatable, yeah, we have some stuff that, you know, like the Shackley Team Distributor Channel, we have the Veritex system that we use. We have things that will work for a lot of people, but I still think people need to find their own niche because not everybody is like me, you know. And it's a good thing. Not everybody's built out of the same mold. We're all a little different. Like I said, my forte is helping people find how that niche. There's so many different ways you can market this product. They've been marketing this product for 50 years, and many, in fact, all of my upline, nobody really knows how to market online. It's not like I duplicated something that they did. They market it offline. So there's so many different ways to market, and everybody, I think, needs to find their niche. And kind of like what I do is just a little assessing people, what's going to work best for them and their business and their lifestyle. For me, online works. You know, I live out on a farm in the middle of Kansas, and for me to travel to a larger city to do something offline, it's at least a 45-minute drive. Most of my neighbors are cows. So, you know, for me, online is what works. But maybe for the next person that comes to me, you know, offline works better.
I read on your homepage that you've been marketing over the Internet for the past 4 years. What do you think were the key elements that help you be successful online versus offline?
I think it's creating my own image into my own brand. I think it's one of the key points. Also, basically getting my information out there and putting content. I really feel like everybody working online, well, and in business too, you've got to create your own routine. And in order to make that money, you've got to create that routine. You've got to set aside a certain amount of time each week to drive more traffic to your ads. You've got to set up some new optimized pages for the search engines. And you also have to add content to your overall network. And that's a secret, you know, keep adding content to your overall network. And as we grow online, most of the content when I first came online, and actually I've been marketing over 5 years now, I probably need to change that page. But when I first came online, it was more written content, you know. And then about 3 years ago, I got into the web conferencing, and then that was more one-on-one or, you know, live presentations. Just recently, I started doing more podcasting, you know. Then there's the videos. I mean, there's so many. It's all content, though. And the longer you're online, the more content you have online, the more successful you'll be. You know, yeah, there is a way to get people to find that content, and, you know, that's a whole nother training or a whole nother interview in itself, is how do you get people to find your content. But it's all about creating content and getting that information out there for people to find you. And I call that attraction marketing. You know, I do a lot of attraction marketing. I put my information out there and let people find me.
That's great. I got one more last question for you. On your homepage, you also have a system called Automated Lead Generating. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. Actually, I train in that system. Automated lead generation is one of my keywords that I have worked up into the search engines. In fact, let's just go here to Google and pull up. I know automated leads, I'm at the top. I'm not sure about generation. We'll see where we're at with that. Yeah, I'm still at the top. Automated lead generation. Barefoot.veritech.com. Bobby, that's my site. When people come in here and they look for automated lead generation, they're going to find my site at the top. I learned how to do that in Veritech. Actually, I'm a teacher and trainer in Veritech, and it is automated lead generation system. When I first found that system, I built a large customer base in my Shackley business, but I knew in order to have that walk-away income, I needed to find people that were also looking for a business. Anyway, when I was looking for that, I kind of stumbled onto Veritech, and they have traffic portals, and in those traffic portals, they're giving away free services. The services are anything from to build a free web page to a free Vera conference room. That's one of the traffic portals in the Veritech system. To a computer giveaway, vacation for free. Those are all I call them lead capture pages, you know, or lead generation pages. And when I found that, and I found it's like, oh my gosh, I can, if I build, you know, come into Veritech, I can have 23 traffic portals all capturing leads for me, giving away something for free. That's a great way to build my business. And the gold system, I think, is like $41.95 a month. The cool thing about it is you can come into Veritech as a free silver member and use that system for as long as you want for free. You can get into all of my trainings that I host in there for free. They only want people to upgrade after they can see the value of the system and they can see the leads coming in. And we teach search engine optimization in there. Like I said, I wouldn't have been able to get to the top of the search engines for all these keywords. And this is just two of them. You know, I hate to even think how many keywords, you know, that I've been able to top the search engines for. But there again, it's all about training. And, you know, if you're educated about something, it makes your business a lot easier. And there's a huge online community. There's about, close to 200 usually that come to the Sunday night update conferences. It basically is just the updating of the system, what's been going on in the system. And there's autoresponders in the system. You know, anybody who's serious about doing business online, you know, they'd have to be crazy not to be in Veritech as far as I'm concerned. Number one, the training, the community, and the lead capture pages, you know, or it's something everybody that's in, you know, marketing needs to have, you know. Everybody needs to have leads for their business. So that's exactly what that is.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I thank you for your time. And like I said before, your story is truly inspiring. And I wish you much success.